Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the web conference of Nemetschek Group. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Stefanie Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much for your introduction. Also from my side, good morning, everybody, and a warm welcome to our conference call regarding the preliminary figures of the fiscal year 2014. We have prepared a one-pager for you with our revenues and EBITDA figures. And just to have it in mind, we will publish our complete annual report end of March. At the moment, we are currently having 16 participants in this call, so thanks everybody for your interest in Nemetschek. And now let's start with our short presentation. I would like to hand over to Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation.
Yeah, thank you, Stefanie. A warm welcome to the first call 2015, also from my side. I'm going to present you our excellent figures 2014 in a minute. Before I'm asking you for your understanding that those figures are preliminary. That means all detailed questions will be answered in our regular call for the financial year 2014, end of March 2015. Thank you. Coming to our excellent figures 2014. Revenues and EBITDA both outperformed the guidance, which was in revenues 211 to 216 million euro and for the EBITDA margin 23 to 25%. In terms of revenues, we had a very strong year-end business with record numbers in Q4. 65 million euro revenues, which is an increase of 25.7%, organic growth of 12.6%. For the financial year 2014, revenues are 218.5 million euro, an increase of 17.5%, organic growth of 10%. EBITDA grew stronger than revenues, 26.5% in Q4, with an EBITDA margin of 28.2%. For the financial year 2014, we can report an EBITDA of 57.1 million euro, an increase of 23.5%, a margin of 26.1%. For the integration of Bluebeam, we are very well on track. Consolidation is since 11-2014. The next publication is, as mentioned, on March 31st, 2015. Thank you very much for listening, and I would now open for a small Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Galmunda, Berenberg. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello. I've got a few questions, if I can. The first one is these results show a material acceleration of growth. And I was just kind of wondering if you can split it maybe a bit more granular, just to kind of give us indication by geography, so region maybe. How it compares in Europe against US or Asia, for example, and in terms of products, especially in the design segment.
Okay, so in region, all the detailed information you will receive end of March. That's why I ask you for your understanding. But we can say that all segments, we were very happy in Q4, all the four segments. And in terms of region as well, they are more or less equal growing, and there is no, let's say, one-off or special region we need to mention so far.
Okay, that's great. And just kind of thinking a bit, I understand there's no guidance for going for 2015, for example, but thinking a bit, you know, strategically, the way you see the growth developing, for example, U.S. against Europe, do you think U.S. is a market that could grow faster than Europe or maybe DACH region at the moment, or do you see it staying at the same level?
I think, as we always mentioned, so the focus as well from the Bluebeam acquisition coming out, that's clearly the U.S. market. We would like to invest, and that I can combine with the message we gave you in the press release that we would like to invest more into internationalization. That's what we always mentioned the last weeks when we announced Bluebeam, that we now had all the strategic fit and all the structure from that point of view going more with a focus to the U.S. market, and we are happy to do that. But all in all, the Asian region is still very interesting for us and developing very well. And as we mentioned several times, never forget the roots. That's Europe and where we are growing as well, and very important market. So all the three regions, I would say, are really important. From the investment point of view, we clearly stated that the U.S. is maybe the most important one for that year, 2015.
Brilliant. Just to clarify, would Bluebeam acquisition, could it have you know, implications also on the growth in design segment, not just in the build segment?
No, at the moment we just segmented them into the build segment.
And, I mean, business-wise, you know, would you expect any positive effect on that?
Yes, that's what we said always and stated, that it's a complementary product for all of our brands. And we just get them linked to all the other brands at the moment. That's what we're doing, even so in Europe, when they, because they would like to go to Europe, and we established already some contacts and nice structures for them. And to make the answer short, yes.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sasan Merk, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, that's Danmark here. How can I help you? Hi. I have two questions, basically. Integration on Bluebeam, if you could clarify that bit on how much you spent there for that and how much you expect for 2015. And then also the statement you gave in the press release regarding investments into 5D competence and to grow international-wise. Was this impacting Q4? Negatively, and this is the reason why the margin was not even higher, or is it the reason for 2015 that the margin will be a bit lower than the 2014 guidance? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer your question. For the integration on Bluebeam, that's what we said. The NAG role, the Nemetschek AG role, is always to bring them and help them to establish connections to the other brands, to set up structures that they are going to run their business now in Europe. That's what we did. I cannot give you a clear figure what does it mean for expenses, but that's not a big volume, and we are not expecting a big volume in 2015. You will see it in the international budget from Bluebeam then, or it's integrated there. But it's all about get them to Europe, establishing with focus markets. We said, okay, clearly the Nordic countries are very interesting for them at the first beginning to step into Europe. We established in Switzerland already a first reseller there, and we make them the connections and the way coming to Europe. So quantified figures we cannot give you, but it's really well on track, and Bluebeam outperformed already last year, and we are happy to see them performing that year. For the investments, what we meant in the press release as well, that we are going in to invest, and that's let's say, postpone expenses we are expecting in 2015. So this is why we are cautious, or we are clearly saying that 23 to 25 is in terms of EBITDA margin, our corridor we would like to live and invest into growth. And that's clearly the figures or the areas of five dimensions where we continue with our setup now with Hartmann, with all tools we have in our portfolio into the five dimensions BIM trend, where we are already very strong, but we would like to continue and even be stronger. And in terms of internationalization, let me give you an example.
For example, when SIA as a smaller brand is going to the Brazilian market, they need to invest into the local codes of concrete there. And we need to go internationalization needs as well in investment, where we leave the brands out to a long-term planning agreement in order to come up with an extraordinary turnover growth and then returning to the original margin. That's what we would like to see investing into internationalization. Those are the two main areas, five dimensions BIM trend in the DACH region and going more into the international budget. And that means for the expenses, they are coming in 2015.
Okay, thanks. It was clear.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, good morning. Congratulations on the great results. A couple of questions also from my side. One would be on currencies. Could you give us a feeling on what the weak euro might, or how the weak euro might impact your business? I think, well, you have some business in Switzerland. I think you hardly have any cost there, and then Bluebeam, of course, will give you a significant US dollar tailwind. So maybe some color on that. And then also on the 5D technology expenses, how significant could this be in 2015, and will you also capitalize some of the costs that are R&D related? Thank you.
Okay, first of all, to the currency, we are working, as you know, with this natural hedging concept, so we are not expecting too much of currency influence of a weak euro or something like that, but we come up with detailed ideas and expectations definitely when we are announcing the guidance, but we are not seeing a big volume behind at the moment. For the investments into the five dimensions BIM trend, it's more or less investing into HR capacities, setting up infrastructures like a competence center we could imagine or we are going to plan. And there's nothing to do with activating something, nothing to do with development costs, and of course with our normal flow in R&D. As you know, we are investing 25% of our revenue still into and continue that into R&D. That's very important, but this is more or less setting the focus to the five dimensions BIM trend, as it is a very interesting one in the DACH region. We experienced that one during the BAU, the biggest exhibition here in Munich, in our region, and that will be a very interesting, when we met Dobrindt as well, the minister in the construction area, he confirmed that, and we could have good connections there, and we would like to invest into this very important trend. But that's more or less with expenses, normal expenses, nothing activating, and that's all about HR capacities to collect ideas and strengthen that already strong power in that area.
Okay, thank you. And then the final one, were there any product updates, new releases in Q4 that accelerated your organic growth? I think we were at roughly 6-7% in Q3. And we're now above 12%. So, what was the reason for this, or could you give some more color on that? Thank you.
You're right with the figures, and no releases were one off or something could be. That was just a good performance of all segments and all brands.
Okay. So, do you see overall Europe performing or having higher demand than probably in the prior quarters?
Yes.
The
exactly.
Construction industry is obviously supposed to show higher growth in 2015.
Exactly that one, and this is why we look positive to the future as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Currently, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. The next question comes from Mark Ferguson, Clearing Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, congratulations on my side for these results that have been announced. In terms of the contribution from Bluebeam for 2014 or for the Q4, can you give us some guidance of what was in there from Bluebeam? And I appreciate that the full-year guidance comes with the publication of the full-year numbers, but at this stage, what should we be thinking about in our models for Bluebeam in a full year? And a second question, I mean, clearly a stronger than anticipated end to the year. You've already highlighted 12, 13% organic growth in Q4. That was one area of beat. But can you give us a feel for the currency in that 27% rise in top line? What was the currency effect then, please?
Yes. Thank you for the congratulations. I would give you some ideas about Bluebeam. Normally, we do not communicate on brand level, but obviously the M&A activity Bluebeam is so interesting that we are happy to give you the idea. And
good.
We announced the guidance of 4 million euro. That's what we said last year. And they finished the year with 4.9 million euro.
Okay.
That was really outperforming, and we are happy to see that. In terms of guidance 2015, I need to come back in the end of March. But clearly, as we stated, we to see that they are really growing faster. They will not deliver the 50% from the years before. They cannot clearly every year, but we are happy to give you a good guidance for Bluebeam as well as for the whole group by the end of March that year.
Okay.
In terms of currency, detailed information and the effect to the revenue development, I would ask you for some patience as well until the end of March 2015 for the whole year and the detailed information.
Okay, can I just put something to you? I mean, obviously, you just highlighted there a 1 million beat in terms of Bluebeam, but I appreciate the natural hedge policy that you have, but if you have beaten your own forecasts in terms of the top line, then the translation of those from in terms of the foreign earnings, at least, will give you an even double boost. Is that the biggest contribution? And obviously, we've got 12% or so in terms of organic. We've got a bigger beat on the Bluebeam side. There's some other small acquisitions earlier in the year as well. And the currency probably gave you the final icing on the cake at the end there.
No, the revenue development clearly is reflecting the high demand of our product. We do not see high influence of currency. We give you detailed information about that one, but clearly it's the first priority is a very strong with record numbers Q4, and even the license and software business, what we figured out so far until today, was equally growing, and both where we saw maybe a weaker Q3. So it was not at all, we are not thinking at the moment in currency influences, all that stuff. We are happy to saw in Q4 the high demand of our products. So we give you the clear information in end of March, but we do not see a big portion of that success coming out of that one.
Okay.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I hand back to the speakers.
Hey, thank you very much for listening today. We thought it's a good idea to give you those information in a preliminary way. We're happy to communicate as we did last year, that year with you together, and wishing you all the best and talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.